There's no mom manual. We all know that. So this is the place you want to be. To laugh, to learn, to share, to join. The moms couldn't be more different, but best friends, partners, and now family. Melissa is happily married.
Denise is happily divorced.
And they're parenting
worlds apart.
Their thoughts on many things, complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
Grab your friends and join the moms. Here's Denise and Melissa.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's just Denise again. Our summers are so crazy. I'm sure you can all relate to that. But, you know, without the school year, there's really no set schedule. And for us, we're just like really enjoying it and being a little bit all over the place. Melissa is in St. Louis with her family right now, and I'm holding down the fort here in New York. But we FaceTime and work through emails and texts, so it's working well for us. And I am all over the place. I've been in New Jersey a lot, as I've mentioned, at my boyfriend's all the summer. And the last 2 weeks, Melissa and I have been traveling for work. We were in San Francisco, which was amazing. And last week we were in Los Angeles, and it wasn't a vacation because we literally had an event here in New York on Tuesday, flew to LA Tuesday afternoon, worked in LA on Wednesday, worked in LA on Thursday, and flew home on Friday. So it's funny, a friend of mine just asked, well, does it feel like a vacation at all? Is there something different about the travel now than during the school year? And even though it's not vacation, I guess the fact that my kids are still away at camp, I don't have to worry about them when I'm gone. So even though I'm on a work trip, it still feels like a vacation in a way. So that's been really nice. And it's nice downtime to be not rushing home, not worrying about them, although I do miss them terribly. I don't remember this from past summers. And for those of you who might think I'm crazy for sending my boys away for this long, one of them is coming home on Saturday, and I'm ready. I hope I don't regret saying that. And I'm sure when he's home a week, I'll be like, oh, really? I didn't miss this part. But I actually really, I miss their cuddling, and I miss just being with them. So I'm really excited that he's coming home on Saturday. And, you know, our lives will change again a little bit, and we'll have to get back to a normal schedule. And I was just thinking, I have not had to think about food all summer, and I love it. And I know I am not the only parent that fights with her kids about food all the time. What are we having for dinner? What are we having for lunch? What can I have a snack? And so I actually just made up my mind, and I just literally wrote down one more thing to put on my like new year organization chart, that I'm not going to fight with my kids about food anymore. And so I think I have to have a very structured meal plan and snack plan, and I'm going to write it out, and I'm going to hang it on the wall. And that is what I'm going to do, because I do not want to fight about food with them. And so I want to also say thank you to Sunbasket for being a part of the Moms podcast, because that's a really nice option for me as we start the new school year as well. As a busy parent, it's hard to find time and energy to make sure you're eating well and eating right. Sunbasket makes it easy to cook healthy, delicious meals so you and your family can eat better, feel better, and skip the grocery store at the same time. Sunbasket offers paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, family options, and more. Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep. You can get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Here's what we want you to do. Go to sunbasket.com/moms to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/moms for $35 off. sunbasket.com/moms. And I am going to try it, because I do not want to fight with my kids anymore about food. So this is summer, as I was saying, has been so busy for me with work, but it's also been a really busy time with doctor appointments. And I know I've shared that with you as well. And so today I just came from another appointment. And it's also a good reminder for myself that it's okay to feel a little PTSD sometimes. And I've self-diagnosed it at this point, because after everything I've been through with all of my cancer treatment and other tests and follow-ups, every time I go now, it's like an emotional experience. And so it feels good to talk about it. And I've spoken about it to a few friends since the appointment and to my boyfriend. And it feels good to sort of just allow myself to feel the different emotions. So if any of you have been through anything traumatic or, you know, or any sort of health scare, I think it's a normal feeling. And talking about it helps. So that's my mom's do your homework for today, because I think sometimes it's okay to say when you're feeling down or sad or if something scares you. Or, you know, for me last week I had an MRI that is just something that my doctor likes to watch, although today he told me that we don't have to watch it anymore, so that was a good feeling. But I didn't think that I would have a problem going into the MRI last week, and I went by myself. And when I got there, I called my mom to come meet me because I knew she was close by. And it was probably one of the best decisions I made, because I didn't realize until I got there that I would have such an emotional reaction. So I did post it on social media. I think it's a good reminder to probably not go to doctor appointments alone, even though I went again today. But I knew today was just a typical follow-up. But last week's, you know, it was a big test, and the scariness and the fears come back unexpectedly. And I think that's the point. You never know when you're going to have sort of a fearful reaction. So that is the advice that I put out there last week, which is to bring somebody with you, because you never know after you've been through something so traumatic and upsetting and exhausting and just, you know, it's like a roller coaster of emotions. You never know when those emotions are going to come out again. So, and it's surprising for me, because I always think of myself as so strong, but it's okay to still be strong and have moments of weakness. And so that is my advice for all of you today. And also, you know, your friends who are going through something, you know, check in on them. Don't think that they're okay just because they seem strong. And so that's my thought of the day. And then also, I love hearing from everybody else about your experiences and your stories, because I really feel like it can help each other. So if you want to reach out and share your story with me or with our audience, you can email moms@themoms.com, or you could check out our social media. It's at the Moms Network on Instagram, and you can send us a private message there, because we really do love to hear from you. We really think that this community could be so helpful to each other. So that is that. And now I also just posted on Facebook, which I love, that I am looking for a last minute summer trip with my boys, and something in the US, and something that is obviously affordable and adventurous and not beachy. And I'm getting so many great responses, and I just love recommendations, and I love to hear from all of you. And I will be sharing my experiences along the way on social media. So if you have anywhere that you think that I should visit with my boys at the end of August, I would love to hear from you. You can tweet us at the moms, or again, you can email moms@themoms.com. Would love your recommendations. And now moving on, we hosted, I mentioned, an event last week with first the film Puzzle, which was such a great film about a woman who loves puzzles, but it's more than that. It's really about her finding her voice and empowering herself. And it was a really fun event with an actress named Kelly McDonald, who many of you may have seen before. And you can go to themoms.com to see more about that. And then we hosted an event in Los Angeles for the new film Lewis and the Aliens with Leah Thompson. And so many of you remember her from Back to the Future. Melissa was obsessed with her dancing, because she has a great story that she has shared over and over again about being a dancer. And we had so much fun with her, and the movie is so great. And it is coming out in August, and all of the kids at the event loved it. Again, it's called Lewis and the Aliens, and here is more from Leah Thompson.
Mamarazzi is a live town hall event series that provides moms and media with the access to celebrities. Listen for yourself. Listen for yourself. Here's Denise and Melissa.
This is dreamy. I mean, I'm sorry. This is so awesome for me. I mean, I'm such a fan. I can't even, and you were a
dancer too. Okay, sorry. All right, enough. So, Leah, I'm not going to get all professional, but Leah, tell us how you got involved in this project, because I'm sure you get a lot of different opportunities, and what grabbed you about this one?
I just love the movie. I mean, I was lucky enough to kind of get to see the movie. Sometimes you do the voice before they do the animation, but in this case, I saw the movie, and then I was just like really excited because it's like a dream, isn't it, to do a voice?
It is a dream. You get to be a cartoon and say, I didn't do that. We don't know how to do that. I love saying that.
Do you guys recognize their voices? Yeah.
Orlando, tell everybody who you were.
Who am I, though? I could ask them.
Yes.
All the kids, who am I? No, bad guess. Bad guess, but I see where your heart is. Thank you. Thank you.
Next guess. Go ahead.
One more guess. Do you know who I am? No? You're nodding yes early.
Go ahead. You know.
100%, my man.
Woo-hoo!
100%.
Yes!
I was wobble. I had the three eyes, and I ate a lot. That's what I like to do.
Okay, Leah, and tell everyone who you played.
I was that evil Mrs. Dark and Deffer. I got to play evil, which is unusual for me.
You are the nice one.
I'm always the nice one.
Was that fun?
Yes, it was fun. Only one other movie I did called The Beverly Hillbillies did I get to be evil.
Mm. We know that
this
one.
It's the only time.
Okay, now, so here's the thing. A lot of times when we do films like this that are animated, a lot of the people in the movies don't actually know each other because they do their voices at different times.
Yes.
Do you know each other?
No.
Weren't we married or something? No. No. Yeah, that's a weird thing because you do. You do it completely isolated. Yeah.
So like I might come in on a Wednesday and then Leah comes in on a Thursday and she kills it, meaning she knocks it out in a couple of hours and they take 2 days to do me.
No, stop. Now, is it magic.
It really is magic.
Is it harder to do an animated film versus having someone to react off of, an environment to react off? I mean, you go into a booth and you're not in your alien environment. So is it extra challenging? Or are you just, as an actor, you're like, I got this. So I'll go into character. I'll bang it out and I'm good.
This was my first animated film. So here's the easy part. I got to do it in my PJs, so I was just in my pajamas the whole time.
No way.
Was real easy. Yeah. It's so relaxing and stuff, and then you get to find a character. And it was awesome because Wabo is pretty much the alien version of me. So
What does that mean?
Well, I like to eat a lot, and I'm very extremely silly. You could tell by my shirt. I wear stuff like that.
Awesome. I have tigers, and you have
dinosaurs.
Did you guys plan that?
Yeah, we did. We called each other. We had our agents call each other.
And then we were what's your spirit animal?
Yeah. And so
clearly,
we wore our
since
spirit
Red
animal.
Dawn, she's been a tiger.
That's
and,
right.
And I've always been a dinosaur.
Now, did either of you improv at all with it? And, you know, I know a lot of actors like to riff and, you know.
I wanted to do all that growling at the end, but they were like, no, we already have the growling. You know, when she turned into that monster and she was like, I wanted to do that, but they were like, we already have that. We had someone special come in and do the growling.
Exactly. And I wanted
to eat. They got paid double.
Yeah, and I actually wanted to eat stuff in all the eating scenes, and they were like, no, you have to pretend to eat. And then I was like, all right.
It's dreary when you really have to act, isn't it?
Okay, now we don't like to hog our special guests, so this is a special time for you all now, so you can ask some questions. Don't be shy, and just raise your hand, and we'll go to you.
Oh, this is so awesome.
Wow.
I love
my goodness. This is my favorite part. Okay, you're going to go there first.
How did you make the animation?
Great question. How did you make the animation?
Well, we didn't do that.
No, far from it.
I think they probably have really awesome computers.
It used to be that they actually had to draw everything, but now they draw it, but they draw it on computers.
They do it on computers. Tell your mom to Google it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, but you know, you can grow up and study it, and you could do it yourself.
Yep.
That's great.
Okay, you have a question. Go ahead.
How did the aliens come to an alien?
Wow. How did the aliens become aliens? Because aliens really aren't... Can I say it? real, you know.
Well, but if you imagine, the thing about being an alien is, if you imagine there's billions and billions and billions of planets, which is impossible for anybody to imagine, and if there were aliens, they wouldn't look like us because they'd grow up in a whole different place. So they would look a little bit different than us. So that's what we imagine aliens are. Aliens, that's why they look different and have different powers.
Yeah. Okay, you kiddo, what do you want to know?
Why did the aliens get in the house?
Why did the aliens get into the house?
We need the director for this.
It's a very challenging question.
It's a good story point.
It's a good story. Well, we needed to get our nubby wubbies, and that's where we get it from. We had to direct that we were still ordering by phone. See, as aliens, we don't have iPhones, so we can't order off of Amazon. We don't have Amazon accounts.
That is an excellent answer. Thank you for saving us.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Okay, I think we have time for one more question. Then we're going to do something very quick with Leah called A Minute with the Moms. And we just asked you some really fun, quick questions.
Okay.
Okay, who's our last question? This lady right there. Yay. Favorite character from your from the movie besides your own?
His.
Hers.
On that note.
I thought it was very charming, though. I really loved all the characters. I wish I could have met all the actors that did the voices and the artists. Because, you know, the artists are amazing. They have to come up with this for the blank page, the writers, and come up with these incredible characters. And it takes such dedication and love to draw these things. So I thought they did a really beautiful job. I was really impressed.
And without Leah's character, it wouldn't have moved because she was the villain. Which she never gets to play the villain, but she was so good at it. Don't do that again. Don't do that again.
Okay. On that note, Orlando, we're going to kindly ask you to just step up for one second.
You're not a mom.
Now we're going to scare Leah. Okay.
I'm a mom.
You guys, this is a fun thing that we do. We're going to just either say something or ask a quick question, and Leah's going to go a quick response.
Uh-oh.
And it's all good fun.
And it's 60 seconds on the clock, and this is our lovely Janine. And you have 60 seconds.
And you're going to go like this, G, when it's over, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is A Minute with the Moms.
With Leah Thompson.
Okay, Leah, one question. Back to the future, what comes to your mind?
Big move. Big career.
Okay, favorite book?
My favorite book is Vampire Academy.
Wow. Best part about working with your family?
We can talk about it at dinner.
Any acting regrets?
That I didn't get Steel Magnolias.
Oh my God.
I don't even know how to
you guys know that one.
Oh my God.
Okay,
go.
What did you get?
What did I get? Back to the Future.
Yeah, hello, Lorraine McFly.
Lewis and the Aliens.
Yes, and dream acting collaboration for you.
Well, I had it. My two daughters, Zoe and Maddie Deutsch.
Okay, but try again now with a male actor, acting against a male actor. Anyone, any male.
Harrison Ford.
Yes. Okay. And how many
thoughts
seconds
on social media?
What?
Thoughts on social media.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, yes.
You have a lot of followers.
Kind of.
Okay, and favorite thing to do on date night?
Go to a movie.
Is that it? We
best
have 60 seconds?
For... That's it?
That's it. That was A Minute with the Moms.
Best advice for staying married for so long.
Oh, that's good.
29 years.
And advice. Best advice, staying married, 29 years. Secret to success.
Laugh
a lot. On that note, that was A Minute with the Moms. Thank you.
We had so much fun with Leah Thompson, as you heard. She was so great. And of course, I love, you know, when I asked her what is the key to her marriage of 29 years. And she said laughter, and I am clearly not married for 29 years or even close to that, but I think that's a good piece of advice for all of us. You have to laugh. And the movie comes out with DirecTV on August 17th. It's called Lewis and the Aliens, and it is so much fun. I have to say that Leah Thompson, we had the event with her, and she showed up early. She hung out with all the guests. She was just so cool, and it's just so nice to have these events where everyone is like, we're all just there together as moms, and It's just really a great experience. So if you would like to be included in our Mamarazzi events, we would love to have you. Please email moms@themoms.com, and you can follow us and follow along at the Moms Network on Instagram. So thank you for listening, and have a great week.